The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Radio Southland News.
Kia ora and welcome to Radio Southland's Community News. I'm Darren Ludlow. In Bluff today, there's a Senior Citizens Card Day at the Senior Citizens Centre from 1pm. You can call Catherine on 212 8138 for more information. This evening, the Alpha Omega Weight Loss Group meets from 6pm at the Palmer Street Church Hall, and give Fran a call on 212 86 26 to know more. Tomorrow in Bluff, the After School Club meets at the Bluff Library from 3:30 until 4:30. There are limited spaces, so do make sure you book online at ICC Libraries. Tomorrow evening, the Motapahui St John Youth Division meets from 6:30 until 8pm at the St John Hall on Lee Street. Now, this is for kids aged between 8 to 18. Spaces are always available. Give Tarina Simeon a call on 021 172 90 93 for more information. Thursday is the Senior Citizens Lunch at the Anchorage, starting at noon, and that'll be followed by another card day at the Senior Citizens Centre from 1pm. Again, give Catherine a call on 212 81 38 to know more. The Invercargill community is invited to share aspirations for the city through the Where's Your Heart campaign, which runs until June 19th, and gives people a chance to engage and shape the council's plans earlier, before the consultation process is held. Engagement pop-up sessions will be held in heaps of places. The next is coming up this Wednesday at the Invercargill City Library from 3 till 5, on Thursday at the Rotary Book Sale from 3:30 till 6, and finishing these sessions on Wednesday, June 7th at Kmart in Invercargill between 11:30 and 1:30. The William Hodges Fellowship Exhibition is running until June 25th, Level 1 of Invercargill Central. Access to the exhibition space is via the ground floor elevator opposite Amazon, or near the entrance to Farmers by the Level 1 car park area. This year's exhibition is a partnership between Hawakatuia, Invercargill Central Limited, the South Museum and Art Gallery, SIT, and the Southland Art Foundation. Nakete, in conjunction with the Southern Stop Smoking Service, are hosting a World Smoke-Free Day event filled with information stalls, entertainment, competitions, and as well as raising awareness. That's happening on Wednesday from 9:30 until 3:30 at the Gala Street Reserve here in Invercargill. The Art Attic Galleries had a busy time, starting with Same Same But Different. That's a dual exhibition by Neela and Tim Fletcher, opening on June 2nd at 5:30. Then there's the Kakao and Embodied Ecstatic Dance with Sarah Menlove on June 7th, starting at 6pm. The next day is Poetry Night on June 8th with a 7pm start, and finishing the month with Koya, Wise Women with Thrive in Light, June 21st, 5:45. Ticketing and more information is on their Facebook page. I hinted at it before, the Rotary Club of Invercargill has its yearly book sale coming up at the Civic Theatre, starting this Thursday and running until Saturday. The opening times Thursday and Friday, 8am till 7pm, and on Saturday from 9am until 5pm. Every weekend at King's Birthday Weekend, June 2nd, 3rd and 4th, it's the Gore Gold Guitars Festival. The Buskers take to the streets of Irk Street in Gore for the coolest busking competition in New Zealand. The whole event, held over 3 days, kicks off Friday lunchtime with local schools taking to the street to showcase all their hard work and singing talent. Saturday and Sunday see the local and national performers bringing their best for the crowds at the Town and Country Club. Everything comes to a head with the grand finale on Sunday, so that's where the top finalists go head-to-head for major cash prizes. Going to the final as an audience member is free, so do come along to support your favourite artists and thaw your bits out after that chilly Friday. It's being held in the St James Theatre, the final night. The New Zealand Highwayman is putting on a once-in-a-lifetime show at the St James Theatre in Gore Monday, June 5th. This follows on from the Gold Guitars. It's the first and most likely last time these legendary New Zealand artists will be hitting the road together in one spectacular show. Tickets on sale now at iticket.co.nz. South Alive and APM are hosting an exciting Build a CV workshop for those rangatahi that are looking to step into employment. So, if you want to learn how to create a CV and a cover letter, or just build a bit of confidence around that space, then join them at the Pod, 262 Ness Street, Thursday, June 5th, from 4 till 5.30. There's light kai refreshments provided. It's almost that time of year where the ILT Kids Zone Festival returns to Southland Girls High School Monday, July 5th. For a week of fun for all ages, jam-packed with hundreds of hands-on activities. KidZone is always a great boredom buster for the school holidays, so check out their website, iltkidszone.co.nz, for tickets and information. Men's Health Week Awareness is coming to South on Friday, June 16th, 8pm at the Invercargill Working Men's Club up in the North Room. Tickets $40 per person or $400 for a table of 12. Raffles and a light supper is being provided. You can buy something at the bar. Book now at iticket.co.nz. Mum's the Word, which is an Invercargill repertory production, takes to the stage on August 23rd to the 26th. Tickets on sale now at nz.patronbase.com. Age Concern needs more volunteer visitors to visit older, isolated people in our community. How about visiting an older person in their home or going for a walk together, perhaps just a cuppa or a catch-up? If you've got a spare hour a week, that's all that they need to help someone in need of a bit of company. Give Chris a call at Age Concern on 218-6351. Weekdays in Bluff, there are Tarodo sessions, 8.30 till 5. Everyone's welcome to bring along themselves and their tamariki, relax with a cuppa and enjoy a safe, secure environment for your little ones. For more information, they give a call to 212-8866. The Lower Matoda Valley host a music night on the second Wednesday of every month, 7.30 at the Matoda RSA. $5 to enjoy the night, and if you bring along a plate of food to share, that'd be awesome too. Hey, if you have some time to spare and a great reading voice, the Telephone Information Service for the Blind needs people for daily or weekly readings from the newspaper, and you can do this from the comfort of your own home. Give the Blind Foundation a call, 218-3927. Anyone interested in joining the Fovo Pearls Leisure Marching Group? Give Diane Blair a call. Lovely lady, 216 4962. Now, if you have any queries about the information we've been talking about, do contact the organisations themselves. And if you need to double-check the phone numbers or email addresses we've mentioned, then go to our website, which is radiosouthland.org.nz. Look for the Contact Us tab. There you'll see a drop-down that offers you a chance to have a look at the community news or listen to it. There's a text version there and an audio one as well. And now a rundown of regular events and services in our province. Invercargill Park Run is a free, weekly, timed 5km event held every Saturday from 9am at Queen's Park. Meet at the Cricket Pavilion car park and walk, jog, run or volunteer. Everyone is welcome. Head to their Facebook page for all of the details. On Sundays from 9.30 until 1.30, the Southern Farmers Market is open at the old railway station. Look out for the market sign. You'll be able to enjoy foods, arts, crafts and produce in this popular market setting. It's great to sit down and have lunch with a whānau. The Loss and Grief Centre's Invercargill Drop-In Centre is open Monday to Friday from 10am until 4pm. You can also call or text 027 443 8788. You could email lossandgriefcentre@gmail.com or send them a message. The centre also provides services in Winton, Gore, Matara and Tayano. Visit their website, lossandgriefcentre.com, for more information. Do you binge eat, purge, starve or compulsively exercise? Wherever you are, whatever your problem with food, Addictive Eaters Anonymous can help. Visit aeinfo.org to find out more about Addictive Eaters Anonymous. Learning Differences Aotearoa are available to help if you or your child has a learning difference and needs some support. Call or text Chris on 027 201 6951 or email support@learningdifferences.org.nz. Hearing Southland and their associated clinics in Leet Street are open and taking bookings by phone 214 9154. If you're elderly and need social support, access to help with meals or care services, support is available from Age Concern. Meals are available to pick up and exercise classes are on. You're welcome to make an appointment to talk to someone, just please wear a mask when you come in. They can also come to visit you. Call them on 218 63 51 or visit ageconcern.org.nz. And if you have concerns about a senior's safety, call the Elder Abuse Helpline for advice on 0800 326 6865. Jubilee Budgeting Services are available online or by phone. Call 0800 Jubilee or text 027 Jubilee. You can go to their Facebook page for more information on what help they can provide, and appointments are able to be made to get advice over the phone. Or you can come into the office and meet in person. The Southland Community Law Centre in the Keewon Don Building, Don Street, are available to help. Phone ahead to make an appointment on 0800 55 0800. Their hours are 9 to 4 Monday to Thursday and 9 till 12:30 on Fridays. They also offer outreach services in Gore and Fieldland. The Invercargill Public Library is open from 9 till 6 weekdays and 10 till 4 weekends. The Bluff Library is open Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 1. The archives in Invercargill are open, but please call ahead to book 2111 1573. Please return all books though through the slots, and remember, my book bag is still available for free contactless book delivery. Go to ilibrary.co.nz/mybookbag. Southland District Council area offices and libraries are open. Travelling library options are also available with the mobile book bus, and have you checked out their digital library options? To find out more, go to southlanddc.govt.nz and click on Libraries, or call them on 0800 732 542. Te Hekoi Museum in Riverton is open every day from 10 till 4. Call them for more information on 234 8260 or visit their Facebook page. The Thornbury Vintage Tractor Club focuses on Southland's rural heritage and local history. With an extensive collection of vintage farm machinery, this is a great Sunday drive. It's at 61 Foster Road, Thornbury, and is open on Sundays from 1:30 until 4:30. Entry is $5. You can also call Fraser on 021 0385 196 to arrange a time to visit. The Otanto Gallery is open Tuesday to Sunday from 10 till 5. They're at 110 Main Street, Otanto, and have a stunning collection of arts and crafts and a part of the Western Southland Arts Trail. Check out their Facebook page or phone 225 8638 for more information. Entry's free. The Southland Fire Museum is open Tuesdays, Thursdays and Sundays from 11 till 4 and can also open for group bookings. Call Les on 027 254 6464. It's on the corner of Jed and Space Streets, entries by gold coin donation. Hawakatuia on the corner of Don and Kelvin Streets is open from 10 till 5 Monday to Friday and 11 till 2:30 on the weekends. This combined art and museum space is proud to celebrate everything Murahiku. Have a visit and explore their immersive exhibitions and take the kids. Entry's free. The Awarua Communications Museum is open Sundays 1 till 4. Take a unique step into this part of our history and view their collection of local and national communications memorabilia and enjoy the interactive exhibitions. Entries cash only, $6 for adults, $3 for children. The Bluff Maritime Museum is open Monday to Friday from 10 till 4:30 and 12:30 till 4:30 weekends. They have lots of fascinating history to view, including fishing and sealing memorabilia, tours of an oyster boat, and information about this earliest European settled community, including shipwrecks on the challenging southern waters. Admission for adults is $5 and it's $1 for children. And the Eastern Southland Gallery is open from 10 till 4:30 weekdays and 1 till 4 p.m. weekends. For more information on the gallery and their exhibitions, www.esgallery.co.nz is the website. If you're a community organisation or are hosting an event, do get in touch with us. Call 218 98 91, email admin@radiosouthland.org.nz, or go to the Contact Us form on our website. That's Radio Southland's Community News. A podcast of this news is available from radiosouthland.org.nz. Ka kite ana.
Radio Southland, 96.4 FM.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.